Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Marina Lieros Naples. It is 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, October 26th, and I have not been doing my shows. I am so sorry, but everything has been so hectic and crazy and busy, and something had to give, but I am here and doing a show here just to catch up with what's coming up, what's been going on, and just a little bit of a lot of stuff. So I hope everyone has been doing well. I know in some areas on the globe it has been horribly restrictive and unfair and just wrong, and then other areas have some freedoms that have not been trampled on, and other areas are open, and some with conditions, and there are some states in the United States that the governors are really pushing to be able to establish that boundary of keeping the freedoms that we inherently have. And I'm covering a little bit about that right now because Meeting Mike series is a holistic, metaphysical, spiritual platform and operating system, and offering classes and information, merchandise, a whole bunch of different ways to offer everyone to be able to have that more holistic, balanced life, physically, mentally, spiritually, soulfully, psychologically, and sovereign, having a sovereign balance as well. And that is why I touched on this of the governments around the globe. Because this is our souls and our spirits are free. We as human beings have certain freedoms that come with just being alive. So any type of restrictions or stagnant energy, just like in our chakras, is not healthy or good for us. Neither is a free-for-all, and that's why we have boundaries and rules in life and different laws in effect to be able to protect ourselves and our families and our properties and our homes. And also the same thing goes with the spiritual realm. There are ways that we protect ourselves to be able to keep those boundary lines very strong so that entities and other people cannot and do not interfere across those lines and cause us any type of harm either. So all I can say is that we just need to set aside, and which I'm going to cover with a blog that I had created on meeting-ike-series.weebly.com, which is my website, meeting-ike-series.weebly.com. And I cover, you know, you can call it boundary lines and, you know, responsibilities and things like that. And you'll understand it more when I get to that to read it. So keeping that in mind, what I'll be sharing later for our own selves on an energetic spiritual soul level also pertains to our physical existence as human beings on this planet and the impositions that being forced upon the masses. So, again, I'll get to that in just a moment, but sharing, as I said I would, is this summer. It's been one thing after another with the family. There was a wedding in the family. We've had some babies that were born over the last year, and there was a blessing that, oh goodness, there were dozens of family members together for these three babies, and there were Buddhist monks that came in that, to be able to perform the ceremony. This went on for hours, And actually, it lasts for days with people coming in and over and connecting and you know, breaking bread, eating food. And the food was just an enormous amount of different types of wonderful Laos food. It was delicious, and everybody just really had a great time. It was an amazing, amazing, very long ceremony, just beautiful. And we each ended up getting these braided string-type bracelets on our around our wrists that you keep on for very least a week, but up to about 2 weeks or so, and that these were blessings. And as it's being tied onto around your wrist, blessings were being bestowed upon each person. So it was a really wonderful, touching ceremony that if you get a chance to be part of that, to go ahead and watch something like that, then I highly recommend doing it. Other things that went on was a wedding, a destination wedding, not too far away, but just far enough, but a destination wedding over on a lake. It was a gorgeous wedding. The bride and groom were just stunning, and beautiful time, beautiful weather, and wish them the most best love and success and happiness that that ceremony and blessings of that will bring for them. A few milestone birthdays for people in the family. My own mother, Carol Ann Liaros. She's been on this show before. And you know, look her up online, and you'll have one hit after another on her. She just turned 85 in August. So that was a fun time. I threw her a surprise birthday picnic, and which is hard to do with a psychic. So, you know, I have to make sure I'm thinking of other things. I'm putting this little globe of fuzziness around the whole event so she couldn't penetrate it and pick up on it. And so some people she hasn't seen in a few decades, and other friends and family were there, and we really had a good time. And then, of course, some younger ones that graduated from school and their milestone birthdays. So, and then we ended up getting a camper. And I don't know if anyone out there listening to this has been trying to also buy a camper, and they were selling like hotcakes. You think that the housing industry was crazy? This was very, very crazy. So every time that I called and contacted about a camper, it was already gone, but we finally got one. Somebody was selling it close to home, love it, really happy with it. So that's one thing there. Another thing is I published my very first book, and that book is Uncloaked, Norse Myth, Secrets, and Magic Revealed, and it is a novella, which is a short novel. It has 5 short stories in it, and this one's like a beginner's book of for people to learn about Norse mythology in a fun and entertaining way, with different settings and different characters. And also, it's got a twist to it. So even people who are familiar with Norse mythology, they will enjoy reading this. I hope they will enjoy reading this. So it's my very first book. And how that happened is I was coming about and putting together to write a book on Norse mythology, a novel, you know, a fiction story. And then it turned into a series. And then I stopped one day and said, oh, my goodness, what about people who are not familiar with Norse mythology? And what about them? What would bring them to read my books, be interested in it, to try and read this series? So I stopped writing the series, working on that, and I just went ahead and wrote this Uncloaked, Norse Myths, Secrets, and Magic Revealed. And so I just published that over this past week. It is available on many different platforms and also through me, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I'm waiting for Google Play to go active there. I'm going to be putting up on Apple, and it's available through me through PayHip, many different ways. It's available as an ebook and a paperback. So I hope that you will check that out. I'm going to put the links into the show here so you can go ahead and grab that if you'd like. And also new merchandise coming up. I am going to be putting together those chakra healing cloth sets that actually have 9 different colors. And The pouch that it comes in, that they come in, is actually going to be another one. It's in a soft golden color. So that about covers with this. And also, oh yeah, there'll be some healing pillows available in a soft, fuzzy, fluffy type material. So more on that another show, because we're running out of time. And I do want to read this to you, and this is how we're going to close out. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be able to do a guided meditation. What I will do is make another show for later today. And so grab that, and I'll have the guided meditation on there, because I promised to do that, and I don't want you to miss out on that. Here is my blog, my recent blog on meeting-ike-series.weebly.com, and it is under my blog news. What is your gift to others? It is said we unconsciously influence and affect stars in our own galaxy and other galaxies from emotions we emit or radiate as we journey through our lives as a result from our actions and reactions to people, places, situations, things, and events all around us. Globally, many people and groups know when we unconsciously fuse our thoughts and emotions during prayer or meditation with intent and seal it with absolute faith, we have the ability to affect weather patterns, shift hurricane winds away from land, achieve what seems unattainable, and can heal others. Countless successful results show that we have the ability to manifest that which we conceive and believe. It is from this that the notion we affect faraway stars stops being unbelievable. Now imagine how powerful we also are in affecting people, places, situations, things, and events that are closest to us, even if we are not trying to, and when we are not purposely thinking of them. Our daily interaction with others automatically manifests countless thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and reactions with every breath we take. Just as the heart, which begins beating a few weeks from conception and continues on its own until the last breath is exhaled. Our reactive emotions and perceptions, no matter if we are consciously aware of it or not, continually reinforce those impressions around the clock of those things and persons who were in and presently are in our lives. These impressions define us and create the image of how others perceive us too. When we establish an impression of other people, places, situations, things, and events, no matter through our interaction with immediate or extended family, friends, schoolmates, teachers, coworkers, neighbors, grocery or other goods store, post office clerks, from some behavior, treatment, belief, and or choices made, which we are not in alignment with, we cement those impressions coupled with our emotions and thereby manifest into existence some type of vibration about and toward that person, no matter if it is distorted or not. We emit that impression out to the collective universe, otherwise known as God, otherwise known as the Almighty, or whatever your name is for the ultimate or universal power. And you are not alone in doing this. Others are also doing it to varying degrees. Some are emitting positive energies. Some are emitting negative energies. Since we are all connected and we are one, then those people, places, situations, things, and events are receiving it too, whether on a conscious level or not. You are an integral part of who or what is being healed or destroyed, and in that exists a revelation, if you allow it. Are you creating or are you destroying? You will need to review your perception and feeling in order to answer. It is not only what we do and feel consciously, but what we do and feel automatically from our emotions, thoughts, and reactions, and from our expectations. We each have our own beliefs, comfort zones, and have had hurts, disappointments, and some have fallen on hard and trying times, or have been violated in unimaginable ways where they could not mentally, emotionally, psychologically, or spiritually recover. We have each had great things come our way, incredible kindness, experienced happiness and love to varying degrees, and had runs of good luck as well. We have each had experiences that are unique to ourselves, which in turn go on to define us and our perceptions. But back to you. When those images, beliefs, impressions, and emotions, your vibrations about people, places, situations, things, and events, reaches it or them and radiates out into their vibration? Is it helping and healing them, or has it found a kink in their arm or their weak spot, their vulnerable place, so it enters there to settle within them? How will it influence that person? How will your vibrations about them affect them when received? Will it cause self-doubt, self-loathing, self-hatred? We have free will, and if that person has low self-esteem, feelings of worthlessness, doubt, fear, and of being unloved or unlovable, then what might they do with the negative vibrations received? What about those places, situations, things, and events? Will your received vibrations cause it or that person become better or worse? What harm are you causing it or that person without realizing it? Injury, violence, illness, death. But you say, wait, what about a bad person? Surely you don't expect me to feel bad for them or guilty, how I feel or what I think of them. They deserve it, and worse. No one ought to accept bad behavior or treatment. And neither ought anyone not answer to the rightful authorities, whether they be human or spiritual or soulful, for their actions and any infractions. But energetically speaking, what are the ramifications back to you for the vibrations you created about them? Well, they're done with or without conscious intent, through your feelings and impressions of that person, place, situation, thing, or event, you've created a vibration, and it will affect them, but it will also affect you because it is yours. That manifestation of yours can influence the receiver, or they can transform it and use it for whatever he or she wills, no matter if it is positive or negative, or if the person is strong, they may reject it altogether. Remember, energy never dies. It only transforms into something else. Free will does play a role. If it is rejected, where will that energy go? Will it come back to you? And if so, what harm could it cause you instead? Could a psychically sensitive individual, possibly an empath, unwittingly absorb it? Or maybe a passing entity will feed off it. On an energetic level, unseen to the human eye, can it be traced back to you by another, no matter if they be in body or spirit? What are their intentions? Could someone who is a psychic vampire get a hold of that energy and want more? We are taught that we must answer to our own doings. Karmically speaking, in some manner, shape, or form, we receive back what we think, do, say, and feel. Even wishing karma to pay back someone for their deeds is an ill intent on the wisher's part. They unwittingly created something for which they will have to answer to, just as the wrongdoer must. Again, I ask you, are you healing or destroying? Is it time for you to take inventory of your impressions and resulting energetic manifestations of the person, place, situation, or things in your past and present? Are you willing to change how you see and feel about it or that person? What end result do you want from it or that person? Is the vibration you hold creating a positive result and assisting that person to transform and ascend to a higher and positive vibration? And finally, are your impressions, those vibrations of your own creation, also aiding or hurting you? What are you manifesting as your gift to your own soul and to the world? What is your spiritual legacy? My name is Marina Lieros Naples, and this is the Meeting Ike Series Blog Talk Radio Show. And I hope you will join me for the next show, which I'm going to be doing later this afternoon or this early evening to do the guided meditation, which I promised, and then on Thursday. I will also be holding the show here at the normal time. So please join me and please follow me along on Blog Talk so you are contacted with upcoming shows.